Good evening. Welcome to the Sparks Team Training Call. Today we have a special guest, Build as the Network Marketer, Build as the Fearless Networker. He's traveled the world helping, educating, motivating, and mentoring network marketers to great success. Welcome, Todd Falcone.
Michael, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing great, Todd. You know, I've been listening and following you on social media, and I know we've met a time or two at several events, probably since 2005 or 6, and I'm just so amazed at the amount of information you have out there, and I'm really excited and honored for you to be on our call tonight.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity of sharing, and I guess I'll just get right into it. And I know it's been fun getting to know you over the years, and congratulations on all of your success and your stick-to-itiveness and commitment, because those are all very important things to achieve success in network marketing, and I do have a great and I think very powerful message that I'd like to share with your troops tonight. So let's just dig right into that. And you know, I know that probably nobody on this call knows me except for you, which is totally fine. I guess that makes me not so famous, and I'm okay with that. But you know, I've been in the network marketing space for about 25 years. The last 12 years or so, I've been teaching and training literally all over the world on the subject of network marketing success. In fact, I just got back from Europe, and I'm home for the month. And then 2 weeks, I'm off to South Africa to do 14 different events all over South Africa on helping people make money in network marketing. So it's been an interesting journey. It's been a great career. It's been my life and my livelihood now for about 25 years. I haven't had a job for, 22 or 23 of those years, so I don't live in a tent, and I like tents because I like to camp, but I don't live in one. And in other words, network marketing has worked well for me, and I now spend almost all of my time doing things like we're doing on this conference call. So the title, I guess, for tonight is, and I want to make sure I use the term properly, is how to ensure your success in this business. I could use the word guarantee. In fact, I can say how to guarantee your success in network marketing, because this isn't an opportunity pitch for anybody. Anybody who's listening to this is already probably involved in your company. And if you're on this conference call, you're probably seeking out answers. Most people don't come to conference calls because they got nothing better to do. They're here because they're looking to learn. And I don't take this time lightly at all. Anytime I get in front of an audience, every time I get in front of an audience, big or small, this is get down to business time. And so I just want to share with you some things that I believe are very conducive to making absolutely sure that you become a success story as a network marketing professional. In other words, that you make it when, you know, there are chances or people around you that don't, and there's very specific reasons why people don't make it in network marketing, and it doesn't have to be that way. So on almost every – and some of this stuff I talk about on almost every stage, everywhere I speak, in every single country that I speak in. And the first thing I want to talk about – is the subject of belief. And it's kind of funny because I don't know, when you hear from motivational speakers or sales trainers or whatever you call them, and you start hearing people talking about belief, it's like, I've read the book on belief, and I know I've heard the word, and I know I got to believe. And it's kind of interesting because people, this is what I found. When you hear something over and over again, it's either a clue or you tune out. It's one of the two things. You either go, okay, well, wait a minute. I'm hearing the same thing from all these successful guys and girls repeatedly. That's a sign. That's a clue. Or you just kind of tune out. It's like your parents saying something to you over and over again, and you just kind of blur it all out, and you don't listen anymore. This is not one of those things that you want to blur out. In fact, I was coaching a guy pretty recently, and I do, you know, a fair amount of one-on-one coaching with people, and this guy paid me a lot of money to coach him one-on-one. And in our first few sessions, we started getting this conversation about belief. because I had, you know, I had a chance to dig in with this guy and come to find out. I mean, he's got a major disbelief issue around network marketing. And he goes to me, he's like, oh, he's like, please don't tell me. I just gave you all this money for you to sit here and just tell me I got to believe. I mean, the amount of money I just paid you and we're talking about belief. I mean, I kind of felt like that, I don't know, I was up late one night or early in the morning, there's some preacher and he's like throwing water at people and, oh, just believe, believe, just be, yeah. You know, and it's, and that's not what I'm talking about. Here's the thing that you have to understand. If you're involved in the business that you're in, I mean, I know you guys are all involved in Amsoil, I know the company. Here's the thing, you're going out into the marketplace, and by the way, I know you guys are also a very retail sales-oriented organization, and it's a very retailable, sellable product, which is great, and which is a huge advantage over, you know, a lot of products and services that are sold through through network marketing organizations. You have a really sellable, easily retailable product, and you can make good to probably great money selling product, and I'm sure many of you do. I'm really going to be talking about tonight more from the concept of building a distribution network and building a large organization of other people retailing. Because here's the thing, you can only retail so much by yourself. But if you had 100 other distributors that were retailing or 1,000 or 5,000 other distributors in your organization, clearly you're going to make a lot more money and you're going to be able to multiply your check and be in a situation where you don't have to work nearly as hard to generate the kind of money that you did early on by primarily focusing on retailing. And I'm not saying stop focusing on retailing at all. Don't you know, mix the message up here. But here's the thing. When you go out into the field and you start talking to people from an opportunity standpoint and you start to present the whole concept or idea of someone being involved in a life-changing opportunity, you know, most people get up and they take a shower and they go to work and they work their 8 or 10 hours and they come home and they have their dinner. They, you know, sit around, they watch TV, they get up the next morning and they do it all over and over every day and they repeat the same process over and over again. And here we are as network marketing professionals that, I mean, you know, like right now I'm sitting here barefooted with surf trunks on and a T-shirt, and I haven't shaved for 5 days in my office here in Scottsdale, and the amount of money I've made probably in the last 4 or 5 days is more than most people probably make in an entire month, and so in some cases an entire year. And it's because of the nature of what we do in this business. And as you go out into the field and you start talking to people, here's the thing. If you don't buy your story from an opportunity perspective about what network marketing is and what it can do for people, you're really kind of in a losing proposition. So, yeah, you can go out there and sell your product and have a belief in the products that you guys bring out in the marketplace. I mean, it's a tangible good that you can hand to somebody and they can use and they can put into their vehicle or whatever. But, you know, on the opportunity side, and you're out there having a conversation with somebody, if you don't have a belief in the possibility and the potential that exists from an opportunity perspective of building an organization in network marketing, you're not going to be real successful. It's like if you don't first buy your story, nobody's going to buy your story. And unfortunately, I see a lot of people that are involved in network marketing that, you know, they get started in a business, they get going, and they just, you know, they're out there talking to people, but they don't even buy their own story. It's like they have this little piece of doubt in their mind about the. I mean, let's be real. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to pause for a second. I am a realist when it comes to teaching network marketing. I'm not into fantasy land, okay? Network marketing is hard work. In fact, there's a phrase that I use all the time. It's not easy, but it's simple. From a technical degree of difficulty scale in terms of what we do day in and day out to build a business, it's not technically challenging. I mean, we go out and talk to people about a cool product that they can use and a great business that they can join and participate in if they decide to do so. That can be a life-changing opportunity for them if they choose to do something with it. So from a technical degree of difficulty scale, we're pretty, you know, it's not like it's really technically challenging. In fact, I look at it like this. I mean, let's say one, and, you know, look at it on the degree of difficulty scale. One's laying on the sofa flipping through the remote, and 10 is conducting brain surgery. If that's the hardest thing you can do, I'm sure there might be things that are harder, but I think doing brain surgery is probably kind of challenging. Network marketing is about a 2.5. But a lot of times we make it out to be way more than it is. I know that when I started 25 plus years ago, I made it out to be like a, I don't know, a 15 on a scale of 1 to 10. I made it out to be a lot harder on myself than I had to. And a lot of it early on for me, and I know for a lot of other people, had to do with my disbelief or my lack of belief in network marketing. And to some extent, at times, almost being ashamed to be, you know, involved in network marketing. Because you know as well as I do that if you've gone out and talked to somebody and they find out that it's a network marketing thing, or like, is this one of those things where you got to go recruit people, or is that one of those, is that like blah, 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 and you're like, you know, it's like, or somebody just plain asks you the question, is this network marketing? You know, a lot of people that are coming from a disbelief state are like, well, we sell these products, and it's, you know, they try to skirt the issue. Like, somebody comes to me, and if I'm in a network marketing business, regardless of what the product or service it is that's being marketed, if you recruit people and you sell stuff and you're able to build an organization and get paid on the efforts of you and lots of other people, I mean, you're technically involved in a network marketing company. That's the definition of network marketing. So when somebody comes to me and they say, hey, is this a network marketing thing? My response is absolutely it is. If it wasn't, I wouldn't touch it. Do you have another question? And that's a very different response, and that's a very convicted response. What I mean by convicted, it's like you can sit here and try to knock me around or make fun of the fact that I'm involved in network marketing or try to goof on me, but it's never going to work for you because I'm coming from such a belief state about and it's really it's knowing the truth. I mean, if you look at statistically, like let's just get it all out of the way for a second. In fact, I was just reading one of the most recent issues of Direct Selling News, and they do this DSN Top 100, which is, you know, they rank the top 100 direct sales companies in the world. And I don't know, I'm not going to pull the exact figure because I don't have it in front of me, but roughly, direct selling is about $175 billion a year global industry. About 85 million people are involved in direct selling worldwide from a sales perspective. In other words, those are the independent distributors that are responsible for that $175 billion in global sales. That's big business. That's bigger than football. It's bigger than movies. It's bigger than the music industry. And so, you know, for me, that's it. That's enough validation to go, okay, look, this is for real. This isn't like some, you know, look, when people come to you and they go, oh, is this one of the, I love that when somebody comes to me and they go, oh, is this one of those pyramid things? And they always do it in some goofy, funky, stupid voice. Yeah, is this one of those pyramid things? They never do it like in a normal voice, like, hey, is this one of those, I would love it one day for some intelligent person to come to me and say, wow, is this one of those pyramids? And the funny thing is, anybody who ever asks you, is this a pyramid? They don't know the difference between a legitimate, real network marketing company like Amsoil and a shady game. They don't know the difference. They think that if it's structurally, you recruit people and you get paid on the efforts of other people, it must be a pyramid. But they don't even really know the difference between what a legitimate, real, legal, ethical, network marketing, direct selling company is versus something that's not. They think they do, so they throw out the term pyramid. And what I do, oh, by the way, I'll give you a quick one. And I know you've probably been faced with this before, because anybody in this space has been faced with this question before. The next time some ignorant, and I say that nicely, an ignorant person just doesn't know, an ignorant person comes to you and they say, is this a pyramid? My response is pretty much 100% like this. Somebody says, is this a pyramid? I'm like, absolutely not. Why, is that something you're looking for? I don't do pyramids. And then they're like, well, no, absolutely not. No, okay, well, do you have another question? Oh, no, I just don't want to be in a pyramid. Great. And they don't even know what it is anyhow. So years ago, I used to sit there and argue with people and try to defend my profession. you know, defend my involvement in network marketing by comparing it to corporate America and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, 25 minutes later, I'm still arguing with an idiot. So here's the thing that you want to do. When you, and this is really the foundation of your success in this business. It is the foundation. And until you get this right, you have very little chance for big success in this business because the doubt will cause you to fail. And so if we just look at it this way, look, I just gave you some statistics. Those statistics, the global statistics should be enough. Over 70 years as a profession as it currently stands, over $175 billion a year in sales, every country in the world, 85 million plus people involved in it. I think I read something, some other statistics that 6 out of 10 adults or something like that within the last 6 months, 6 out of 10 adults 18 years of age or older have purchased a product or service from a direct seller or network marketer within the last 12 months. I mean, that to me is not small business. That's pretty big, legitimate business. So from an opportunity perspective, if you're going to go out sharing this business, the opportunity side with people in terms of giving them a chance to be able to participate in the business and maybe do some lifestyle adjustments for themselves, you have to be coming from a belief state about the opportunity that exists in network marketing. Like, is it real? Is it for real? Or is this just not for real? And so I look at it like this. I go, okay, well, let me ask a couple of basic questions. Do people make money in network marketing? Not your company even. Do people make money in network marketing as a whole? And I think if you're around for a week and you just kind of poke around a little bit, you're like, yeah, of course, I know people make money in this profession. Well, do they make the kind of money that you might like to enjoy in your own life in this profession? And then you look at it and go, yeah, well, I've seen some of the – yeah, absolutely. So if you can look at it like that, that people make money and that they make the kind of money that you might enjoy having in your life in the same profession that we're talking about here – you should be able to put a little check mark next to that little box about network marketing and never be doubtful about it again. Because here's the thing, most people, and I speak every continent, everywhere in the world, all sorts of different network marketing companies. I have lots of conversations with people, many of whom are operating from this I'm not really sure perspective. And when you're not really sure, you know, when you're coming from the I'm not really sure perspective about the profession that you're involved in, you're really already operating at a loss. It's not a good place to be coming from. The second thing is your company, and I'm not going to spend much time on that. I mean, you guys have been around for, I mean, in fact, I don't know, how long has Amsoil been around? You guys have been around for a long time. How many years?
41 years, Todd, 41 yeah. years. 1972, they started the network marketing side of the business. The company, the product's been around since the late 60s, but they went network marketing in 1972.
Since 1972, so we can just check that one off and move on. I mean, if you haven't done this yet and like had a little sit down with yourself and go, okay, let me see where my real beliefs are, because if you got any inkling of doubt in your brain about the legitimacy of network marketing, the possibility of network marketing, it takes over. But once you've answered those questions and you've addressed those questions, then you can go out and confidently into the marketplace, talk to people, and be proud to be involved in network marketing. I've got my license plate on my car says 1MLM Pro. And I'm not worried about getting my car caught on fire or somebody coming and keying my car because it says that I'm an MLM professional. I mean, you know, I'm proud to say that I'm a network marketer for life, that I'm involved in multi-level marketing because of what it's done for me and what I've seen it do for other people. So belief is the most important thing. And then there's three D's I want to talk about. The first one is decide, okay? The first one is decide, D. There's three D's, decide. So I did a seminar about, a year and a half ago. About 800 people. We had a little fishbowl and did this little thing at my table, and we had about 300 people that gave me – it was 320-some-odd business cards that I got. This is a big, big network marketing open event. Like, there were people from probably 60 different network marketing companies that attended this event. And so this isn't like your national conference. I mean, these are people that were reaching out for personal development material and had to, you know, find out about this event and then attend the event and spend like $800 for the ticket for the event and fly to go there. And what was interesting is 12 months later, I had this stack of cards. I thought, you know what, I'm going to call all these people. So I spent about 3 days in my office. I called all 300 roughly of those cards. And what was interesting was about 70% of those people were either out of network marketing or onto another business. And I'm sitting there looking at their business card going, dude, the business that you're involved in is still in business. In fact, they're still rocking. In fact, I know a whole bunch of people that are crushing it in that deal. And you're gone. You know, so what? And so basically what that tells me, and I know this through a lot of experience in working with people, a lot of people haven't yet really drawn a line in the sand. It's like if it's convenient for them and if it works for them in their own time zone and their own timeline, then they'll stay. But if it doesn't happen for them in the time that they have set for themselves, then they're going to go. And so I think one of the greatest things that you can do in terms of assuring yourself success in this business is to put yourself in this state where you literally draw a line in the sand and you go, look, I'm going to do this deal until. And unfortunately, there are people in all sorts of different companies, including yours, in every company, in fact, that are in. They have a distributor ID number, whatever you guys call it in your company. Typically, that's a pretty standardized term. You know, they're signed up. They've got a number. They've got a rep ID, a distributor ID, or whatever you guys call it. It doesn't matter. They're in the system. They're saying that they're doing something or that they want to do something with the business. But then if it doesn't happen for them in 2 or 3 months or 6 months or whatever timeline they set in their own brain, then they're out. And one of the biggest keys to your success and guaranteeing your success in this business is drawing a line in the sand and just choosing, hey, I'm going to be successful in this business, and I'm not going to exercise any other option other than that. And most people don't do it, which is why most people don't make money in this business and become huge success stories that they could have been because they gave themselves an exit option. And as long as there's an exit option, you'll always exercise the exit option at some point in time. You'll be like, okay, well, I'm out, or it didn't happen for me yet. I thought it was going to happen faster. I'm gone. But here's the cool thing. When you choose success as the only option for you, that you can't quit, you can't back out, you can't go back to the job or this or go to another deal or whatever the other choices might be, that all of the resources for creating success in your life and in this business, they have to avail themselves to you. They have to, because now that's the only road. There's like no exits. This is the only road I'm on. There's no exit strategy. The only thing is I'm driving down the road and the gas station appears and you're able to fuel up again when you need it. The relationships appear. The people that need to be joining your business to help you grow your business, they appear. Everything has to open itself up to you because you've decided that success is the only choice for you. Now, that might sound very basic and fundamental because it is. So success begins with you working on your beliefs around this business and making sure you're not coming from a doubting perspective, then going, okay, I'm going to make the decision that I'm going to do this. And then the second D is developing your skills. Thank God. You know what? When I started in this business, I didn't know anything about network marketing. I had never heard of multi-level marketing prior to my first exposure. I walked into an office in 1989, had no idea what multi-level network marketing was, had never heard of it, had no skills. My jobs up until then were McDonald's, Jack in the Box. I parked cars at Kelly's Restaurant, and I sold cable TV for this company for about 6 months. That was a job that I had when I first got introduced to network marketing. I walked in and I saw network marketing. I thought, wow, this is really an interesting concept. We have this product that we can sell. We can make a retail profit. I can start inviting other people to participate in this business with me. And I can earn a percentage on what they do, and if they happen to bring in other people as well, I can earn a percentage on what's not to get about that. I mean, for me, it's like, and I thought all my buddies were going to join. I thought, who would not see this? Are you kidding me? This is it. I don't have to have a job now. We can all be self-employed and create some wealth and abundance and not have a boss. This is a pretty good idea. And I started going out and talking to my friends. And I had no skills because what skill did I have? Flipping burgers? I could park a car like nobody's business. I mean, I could park a car so accurately, any car. It didn't matter. I was a good valet. But skills with regard to presenting and showing a business or a product to somebody, I had virtually none. And the good news is that everything that we do in this business is learnable. So you have to make the decision to start developing the skills of building this kind of business. I'll give you a little example because, you know, prospecting and talking to people and going out there and flipping rocks over and engaging people in conversation and showing people what you got and what you're involved in, that's how the money's made, right? And so I'll just give you a quick one when I'm talking about learnable skills. So let's say you go have a conversation with somebody and you talk to them a little bit about Amsoil and you show them whatever you show them. Maybe you show them a product that they can use, and maybe they watch a video, or I don't know how you guys present your business, whatever the tool is or how you do it. And they like what they see, but they need to get some more information so they can make an informed decision and really be sure in the decision that they're making. And typically that's pretty normal that, you know, a person isn't going to sign up right there on the spot into your business opportunity until they've gotten all the information that they feel that they need to make an informed decision. And so I could say, you know, Bob, let's say my prospect is Bob. Bob says, man, I really like what I see here. I just really would like to get some more information about the company and the history and how you get paid and all of that. And I'm like, cool, I'll send you over this website. You can spend about 45 minutes there. I think if you were to spend that much time, you'd probably get all the information that you need. Of course, I'm making this stuff up because I don't know exactly what you guys do in terms of how you present it. But so I could say, now this is going from low skill to high skill. So I could say, you know, Bob, why don't you just take a look at that, and then that's cool. And I just leave it at that, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Bob might call me back. Probably not going to call me back. Might, who knows, but doubtful, even if the opportunity is the greatest thing he's ever seen. One other thing for me to up my skill level would be to say, hey, Bob, would it be okay if I followed up with you tomorrow? That's a nice question. I mean, you actually asked the question, would it be okay if I followed up with you? What would be better would be, Bob, when do you think within the next 24 hours you'll have an opportunity to spend 45 minutes on that website so I can call you back? And you're like, hey, I can get to it sometime before lunch tomorrow. I'm like, cool. Well, Bob, when is a good time for me to get back to you tomorrow afternoon at 2:00 or 4:00? Which one would be better for you? So all I've done is I've taken a question from can I follow up to when can I follow up at a specific time. In fact, I've done things like, hey, Bob, when can I follow up with you tomorrow morning at 9? And not even giving Bob an extra option. And Bob's like, well, 9 doesn't work for me, but I can do 9:30. Okay, cool, 9:30 is fine. So these are like little skills that you can learn in terms of how we communicate with someone, how you ask questions, how you go to enrolling somebody into the opportunity, what to look, listen, and feel for when you're engaging somebody in conversation, and what types of questions to ask them. Those are all learnable skills, and I would highly suggest that, and I think you can all agree with me if you've been around the company for, you know, even a month or two, that some people are better at building this business than others. And so if someone's better than you are, what makes them better? Well, they probably have a little bit more skill at doing the things that we do in the business. Well, why do they have more skill? Probably because they practiced it, they worked on it, they worked on developing their skills. And I think one of the most underutilized things in this business is practice. I'll tell you a quick story. I was on the sidelines of my kid's soccer practice about 3 months ago, and there was a new dad on the sidelines. And I was sitting there chatting with him, and he had a Seattle Seahawks hat on, and I'm originally from Seattle, and we started to talk, and I asked him, well, I go, what do you do down here? And he said, because I'm a professional golfer. I go, really? I go, that's cool. I go, you play on the PGA Tour? He said, I do. I said, cool. I said, what's your name? And he told me his name, and I'm like, oh, I know who this guy is. You know, I knew his name. I play golf, and, I mean, he's not one of the top 10 players in the world, but, I mean, the guy's made money, makes money on the PGA Tour. And I asked him, I said, hey, I go, you seem like a pretty young guy. I said, how long have you been on the – I go, how old are you? He said, I'm 27. I said, how long have you been on the tour? He said, I got on the tour 2 years ago. I said, so you've been playing professional golf since 25. And I asked him, I said, hey, when did you first start playing golf? And I'm thinking 3, 4, 5, 7. I mean, the guy's on the PGA Tour and at 25. I mean, he's got to have been playing golf since he was in diapers, right? He said, I never picked up a club until I was 14. And I just look at him kind of like with my mouth open. I'm like, what? I said, you never picked up a club until you were 14, and 9 years later you were on the PGA Tour? He goes, yep. I'm like, okay. My next question is, how did you get so good so fast? And his answer without hesitation was, I love to practice. He said, the first time I went to play golf, I liked it. It just, you know, I enjoyed the whole idea of playing golf. And, my dad told me I could go practice, and I spent every waking moment I could practicing putting, chipping, driving range, every chance, every moment that I could be practicing and refining that craft, I did it. I still love to practice. He goes, the only reason I'm on the PGA Tour is because I've practiced. And I thought, wow, what an interesting thing. And what a lesson for all of us in network marketing. I mean, if you want to be a master at recruiting and business building, how much time are you actually practicing it rather than just doing it? So I would suggest, like, in your own trainings that you do, like, I don't know if you guys do Super Saturday trainings or regional trainings, or you do little trainings in your home with your group of guys or girls or whoever's involved in your group, to spend some time practicing the presentation and the different scripts or approaches that you might use, because that's going to be what's going to help develop you into a really good person in this business. The third D is do. You can't get good at anything that you never do. It's like if you just sit on the sidelines, you're never going to get good at it because you're not going to have the experience of being in the field doing the things that it is that we actually do in the business. So, you know, I mean, you don't have the real life experiences. We could have theoretical discussions over what would happen if you were to go engage somebody in conversation about the product or the business, but that's theory. That's not you know, that's not real life. But if you actually go out there and go, okay, I'm going to go do this and remember what works. In fact, write this down. This is how you start to get good at something. You go do something. You find something that works. You repeat what works and you delete what doesn't. Repeat what works, delete what doesn't. You want to get good? Repeat it. If you find something that works, do it over and over again. If something doesn't work for you, you delete it. So decide, develop, and do. Here's another one. You all know this, and you don't even have to think about this to know this. You become exactly like the people that you hang out with the most. You talk like they talk. You do like they do. It just is the way it is. Like, they just rub off on you. So if you want to be highly successful, you got to start surrounding yourself with other highly successful people. You know, my buddies, when I was in college, when I first started in network marketing, all they did was made fun of me. I'd come home from the office, they're like, you rich yet? How's the pyramid doing? Did you sell anything yet? You million? Every time I came home, I got crap from my buddies. And these were my college roommates that were like my good friends at the time. And all they wanted to do was paint houses and wash windows. I didn't want to do either one of those. And they just made fun of me for what I was doing, and I'd be all high and excited about being around some real fun entrepreneurial people all day, and then I come home to that garbage. And I finally separated myself, and I actually kicked them out of my apartment and literally booted them out one day because I couldn't take it anymore. So I would be looking at, like, who are you surrounding yourself with? And it's a fact that your net worth is going to be an average of the five or six people that you invest most of your time with. And if it's not good enough for you, then change it. If you want to grow and you're hanging out with a bunch of buddies that all they want to do at 5 o'clock is go to happy hour, drink a bunch of beers and chill out and go home and sit on the couch, you know, and they go back to their job the next day doing whatever it is that they do, and then they repeat the process over and over again, and you're spending all of your free time with those dudes, you're going to be just like them. So you want to grow in this business? You want to have an opportunity to create some greatness in your life? Greatness happens through hanging out with great people that are doing things that average people aren't typically willing to do. So I'd be looking at who you're surrounding yourself with. The other thing is, this business is all about being accountable. I run, and I've been running an accountability program for network marketers since 2008. I'm in the middle of one night right now. I've got 96 people in my current A team. The whole focus of that is accountability. Here, let me give you guys a little reality check, okay? Check this one out. People say all the time, oh, I want to make money. I want to do more. I want to be successful. Okay, well, if that's the case, how much have you done lately? So my question is, and this is something I challenge you to do every single day for the next 30 days, and give yourself a looking in the mirror reality check as far as if you're in the business or not. Because, I mean, there's nothing, what's the sense of being in the business just to hang out and spend money? I mean, if that's what you want to do, then that's cool. But there's, you know, whatever. I mean, there's people that do that. They're like, hey, I'm just fine, like, hanging out and coming to the meetings and using the product, and I don't, you know, I'll sell. I'm a talker. I want to make money, but then they never do anything about it. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that girl. You want to be the person that goes out and actually builds something here. So here's the question that I would ask yourself at the end of every day, okay? And this is like a you conversation with you, looking in the mirror and just look at yourself and go, would I hire me? Based on how I've been showing up in this business up until now, would I honestly hire me for the job that I'm sitting here? You know, obviously I know it's not a job, but the job that I'm supposed to be doing, or I am doing, would I hire me? And if you can't answer yes to that question, something has to change. That means, are you showing up like at the level that you know you could be or should be showing up in order to create success in this business? Would I hire me? And I also have a challenge that a 30-day challenge that I do with people, and it's this. You draw a box on a piece of paper. In fact, do it right now. If you're taking notes, draw a little box. And in that box, I just want you to write a number. How many new people have you talked to in the last 24 hours about your product or your business? That's the litmus test. Well, I don't know it doesn't matter what day of the week it is, because you're an entrepreneur. There is no light switch that switches on and switches off. We don't have Monday through Friday 9 to 5. We do our business whenever we can, whenever we have to, whenever we put the time in. So my question would be, or the challenge is, draw that box. And you don't have to show it to anybody, but, you know, if you put a zero in that box, then you're not in the game. Well, I was busy yesterday. Okay, you couldn't have one conversation with one person in the last 24 hours? And I got a little phrase that goes along with it. Double digits a day keep the commission checks on their way. What's the first double digit? A 10. Does that mean you have to talk to 10 people every single day for the rest of your life to make big money in this business? I don't know. I mean, for me, if that's all I have to do, if I had to just go out and talk to 10 people about how they can change the quality of their life and use cool products that help, you know, that add value to their lives, and that's all I had to do is go out and just introduce 10 people to something every day that has to do with my business, that's not a hard thing to do. But if your number is a 0, a 1, a 2, a 3, it's not sufficient enough to be a full-time mega producer in this business. That's another thing I'd be considering from an accountability standpoint. I mean, those are just a few items. I mean, there's a few other things I could share with you in terms of like ensuring or guaranteeing your success in this business. It has a lot to do with your beliefs, your commitment level, having actually made the decision that you're going to do it, knowing what it is that makes you money, and focusing on the activities that make you money. You got to realize that you know, exposure, showing people the product, introducing the opportunity to people, working with your new team members that join you, getting those people trained and up to par and up to speed. Those are the things that make you money. Thinking about it's nice, but it doesn't really produce a check. And then most people get involved in network marketing, I'd say almost everybody, prior to their involvement in network marketing, they've had a job and they've worked for somebody else for most of their life, and then we end up here in this network marketing thing, and, you know, it's a business where it's totally about you being accountable. I mean, your sponsor might call you and get push you a little bit, but then, you know, you got to be the person that gets out of bed and takes the personal responsibility to get up and show up in your office. Like, I got up this morning at, I don't know what time it was, 6:15, went to the gym, came back, made some breakfast, and as soon as I was done with breakfast, I went and laid on the couch and watched TV for 6 hours. No. First thing I did, as soon as I finished breakfast, I was up in my office, and I've been producing all day. And what, you know, and that's every day. I have the accountability, that level of responsibility that, hey, this is what I do, and in order for me to sustain myself in what I do, I have to have that personal responsibility and know that the onus is on me. It's not my sponsor's fault. It's not the company's fault, the product's fault, the system's fault. And you know as well as I do, if you've been in the business for any period of time, that you've seen people that try to blame, they'll blame you. You signed up a dude and he's like, oh, it's your fault. You didn't help me enough. You weren't there. I'm like, you've been in the business a week. What are you talking about? Or you haven't even made a single phone call. How is it my fault that you haven't even, you know, signed up a distributor or made a product sale? So just some basic things to be thinking about. And then the last thing I want to say, and this comes out of Stephen Covey's book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Great book, by the way, if you haven't read it. And he tells a story about this guy, and he's walking through the forest. And this guy's like going for a walk through the woods, and he finds this guy, and he's like using a, he's not using a chainsaw, using like a regular one of those saws, whatever, you know, regular back, I don't even know, whatever that is. I prefer to use a steel chainsaw when I'm cutting down a tree, but just go with the example. So he's sitting there sawing, and he walks up to this guy, and he's looking at him, and the guy's like sweating and working hard on trying to get through this tree, and he's like watches him for a couple minutes, and the guy hasn't even got through any part of the tree, and he looks at it, and he's like, wow, there's like no teeth on this guy's saw, and he says, excuse me. He says, hey. And the guy stops, and he looks up, and he's just like, has this like frustrated look on his face, and he says, hey, I can't help but notice that you know, I'm looking at your saw, and your saw is like, there's no teeth on it. It's like, looks like a butter knife. And the guy's like, oh, I know. I'm just too busy sawing. In other words, he's too busy sawing to just pause for a moment and sharpen his saw. Don't be so busy sawing that you don't take time daily to sharpen your saw. What's sharpening your saw? Well, it's reading a book that's going to give you a great idea, that's going to give you an uplifted attitude, that's going to give you a new strategy that you can employ into your business. You know, here's the thing I found. Leaders or readers? Yeah, I know it sounds whatever, but it's true. The people that I know that are the biggest leaders in network marketing, they're readers. I'm looking at 4 books right now across the table from me that I never read one book at a time. I'm reading Maximum Influence. I'm reading Influence: The Psychology of Persuasion. I'm reading The Influencer, and I'm reading the Little Red Book of Selling by Jeffrey Gittimer. Those are the 4 books that I'm at this very moment in time reading through, and those rotate all the time out of my library. Spend a little bit of time, get a cool idea, apply it into your business. And the other thing is, there's a phrase that I'll always use, and I don't care if I sound like a broken record because it's unfortunate not too many people actually do this, that you want to soak and apply. You want to soak in information, and then you want to apply it into your business. So if you learn something cool and you fail to apply it into your business, it's just a waste of time. So I hope you've gotten some good information just in this short call and just in terms of like kind of, I mean, this is my first exposure to you guys. So Really didn't get into a whole lot of skill development on this call. It's more of a principally-based training call in terms of just kind of tweaking your brain and going, okay, if I'm going to be successful, I got to be coming from a mindset of believing that I'm in the right space, I'm in the right industry, the right profession, that have I really made a decision to do this, or do I still have an exit strategy? How much time am I really working on developing my skills? Am I actually doing, or am I sitting on the sideline watching everybody else do? Am I really being accountable? If I was being accountable, what would, I mean, you know, if I asked myself that question, would I hire me? How am I asking that, or how am I answering that question? So, I mean, those are just some things to think about. A couple things I'll leave you with real quick. If you're not plugged into me, I do a lot of video training that's free to access. I got hundreds of videos on YouTube. It's all free. You can visit my main website at toddfalcone.com. It's toddfalcone.com. That's like the bird falcon with an E at the end, toddfalcone.com. You can check me out there. Subscribe to my newsletter. It's free to subscribe. And then from a prospecting standpoint, I have a script that I use. It's called my go-to script. And I call it my go-to script because it's the most versatile prospecting script that I've ever used in terms of like opening up conversations with people. And I'd love to give that to everybody on the call. You can have it for free. It doesn't cost anything. And then I actually include I think it's about a 20-minute video tutorial where I teach you how to use the script most effectively. And you can find that by going to littleblackbookofscripts.com. And I'll spell that for you. It's little, L-I-T-T-L-E, black, B-L-A-C-K, book, B-O-O-K, of, O-F, scripts, S-C-R-I-P-T-S.com. littleblackbookofscripts.com, and you can grab that script for free as well if you want. And if you're on Facebook, you can find me as well. I'm pretty findable, and would love to connect with you there. I do a lot of training stuff on Facebook. So I appreciate the opportunity. Michael, thanks so much for allowing me to just share a little bit with your group for a bit, and I'll pass the call back to you.
Hey, Todd, that's just some awesome information. You're 100% right on the belief thing. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will believe in you as well. I've often said, you know, if you want your name in lights, you know, you got to go to Lowe's and buy a light, and then put your name up there and put it up there, and people will see it. So, you know, you got to do that yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. I appreciate you getting on the call tonight. This is great information. We'll definitely have this call up for our archive and people that couldn't get on tonight, and we'll link to your website. We do appreciate your time, and we look forward to maybe doing some stuff with you in the future. I know I've used several of your tools in the past. I can't remember which one I have exactly, but I've got so many CDs. I think I bought a CD set from you, the Dynamic Divas. I got that one. That was awesome. So I can't remember what was another one that I have. I think it was a little Black Book of Scripts. I think I have that one too. So great stuff. And we appreciate you getting on tonight, okay?
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity, my friend. You guys have a great night.
Yep.